This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online.
Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy.
Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal.
Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both.
See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Archbishop Plato Angelakis about battling darkness. There's obviously many things that people can look at and go, here's things I can do physically, mentally, to improve my environment during this crazy time. I mean, the energy may not be there, the patience may not be there, but there's things that can be done to essentially raise that level of positivity, if you will, in one's home to a better level. What are some of the examples, though, of things that people have reported to you, Plato, over the course of this that you look at and go, yeah, that's beyond just, you know, your kids are in a bad mood, your spouse is cranky, and everybody's stressed out. Things that you go, this clearly needs some sort of spiritual cleansing. This needs help beyond, a book about positivity or something of that nature, or just being more positive. There's something here that's starting to get into these people's lives.
Well, a lot of people are starting to dabble into things that they shouldn't be because they got too much time with their hands. They're at home.
Like so, what? What are some of those things?
They're occult. Anything to do with the occult. You know, okay. Cards, tarot cards. You know, Ouija boards. I mean, I'm hearing people at work. They're talking about, oh, yeah, my kids bought that the other day, and they're playing. I'm just shaking my head, you know, and not saying anything. They're going to say, okay, you know, like, it's your life. But yeah, people are finding that when they have more time on their hands, that start to dabble. Mm-hmm. They're looking at into witchcraft, or they're blaming God for the pandemic, or they're blaming their faith as well. You know, well, my husband lost his job. Like, you know, I don't feel like doing the rosary anymore, and then they just throw it away. So it's those things that sort of really test our faith. And a lot of times we just say, you know what, I'm blaming God. This is God's fault. Why is God doing this? Why did my grandmother get the COVID? You know, what did she do wrong? You know, and things like that. And so people have just lost their faith. So right off the bat, they're dropping their faith. So now they're exposed. That's number one. Number two, you know, the kids now have more time on their hands. So now they're dabbling into things, maybe drugs, smoking, vaping, things that normally they wouldn't have time for because they're too busy doing homework, busy, you know, being supervised by a teacher. Now, and now they're at home and they're stuck at home. So they're dabbling into things. Maybe sexual immorality. Like you just like, you know, because, you know, let's be honest. You know, the kids, they experiment in all sorts of things because they have nothing else to do with their time. Mm-hmm. And then there's or they get into the occult because, you know, they think, again, it's blaming God. Why should I go to church? Oh, I can't go to school. I can't do this. Like, number one. And then of course, there's the obvious ones that people still have stuff going on in their house. People have killed themselves in their house. There's been some deaths in the house. I was just at a farmhouse a few months ago. Before the new year, I was at a farmhouse not too far from where I am, and there was two suicides, and the noose was still hanging up in the barn. My noose was hanging up.
Oh God!
So I did my thing. I didn't give forgiveness. I let the spirits go. And there was actually a picture where you can see the wing of an angel come and scoop. Must have come down and scooped the soul up. And then they've had no problems since then. But, of course, I sent all the stuff to them prior, the oil and the salt, the prayers. And, you know, one of the children in the family had some detached retinas, and they were, almost legally blind. And they're just a young kid, teenagers. And now, apparently, the next day after our last call, saying, we got a last minute, you can come in for some surgery for the eye. Now he's starting to see. And so it's just seeing that improvement, right? So, but their lives are better. I got to see them out there on the farm. They're with their horses, and they're enjoying the snow. And you can just see that positiveness has changed. But yeah, they had some problems. They found some gravestones on the property from a moved grave that was desecrated. There was a bunch of things that were going on the property. There were several owners in and out throughout the years because of that. So they were ready to leave themselves. They had enough of it. So by me going in there, I just took care of it. And now they're gonna remain living there, and they're happy. They're very, very happy, very positive stuff. But they're also doing the work, right? They're doing the prayers. They're doing the things that I told them to do: the oil, the salt, whatever. And then so they're doing the things that they're supposed to do, and their lives have dramatically changed. So you still have those cases where people, because you have to think, you know, if this negative energy is worldwide, it's global. Right? It's not just Canada, U.S., or, you know, South America. It's global. So you can just imagine of all the manifestations that are going on. When there's a negative energy in a home somewhere, you're going to start seeing those paranormal manifestations.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's earth spirits or demons or whatever, they're going to start coming out because it's an environment that enriches that presentation. Right, when you see a positive environment, you don't see those things. So virtually everybody's gone worldwide has experienced some form of uprooting because of this pandemic and whatever else is out there. So you're seeing that escalation. It was always there, but it's now just starting to fester because we've now created a breeding ground for that, a different energy level, at the breeding ground for that paranormal activity.
What do you say to someone who you're talking to? They clearly have things going on where they could use your help, but there's also obviously mental things going on too. I mean, depression is out of control right now. And someone says, okay, you know, I hear you, Plato. I do want to do my part in this, but I am so emotionally drained. I have so little energy. Mm-hmm. I have so little motivation, because obviously those are big things that come along with depression. And you don't really want to do a whole hell of a lot of anything at those moments in time.
I do deal with your depression. Go see a psychiatrist, mm-hmm. a doctor, get on some medication. When you find that has improved, then I'll start doing my thing. Having said that, the distinction between the mental health and the non-mental, trying to discern, that's the big job for the priest, mm-hmm. is trying to discern whether it is mental health. If the person looks like he's clinically depressed, and I say, go to a psychiatrist, what's going on, get on some medication, and then there's no improvement from that therapy, it may actually be demonic. It might actually be a demonic that's causing it. The medication's not working. But I need to see that it's not working. I need you to be medically clear. I need you to be medically seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even intervene. Someone called me the other day and said, I'm having problems. Having problems with my wife, having problems with this. And I know I dabbled in this, whatever, right? And I said, okay, well, I'll come down and I'll help. But I need you to sort of go and take care of, if you're having problems with your spouse, go deal with it. Like, I mean, I don't know if they're going to split up or not. Like, I don't know what's going on with what their life. I said, well, whatever it is you're going to do, whether you think in this relationship is what is healthy for you or not healthy for you, then, you know, because there might be, like, I think there's, you know, some abuse and all that stuff going on. I you know, you need to figure that out. If you're going to get out of that relationship, and then because of abuse or whatever, for example, then go and do that. Like, go complete that. Go and finish it off, because you're going to go through a whole whack of, you know, courts and this and that. If you're having problems with your health, go to the doctor and deal with it. If you're problems with your financial situation, go and see if you can get that straightened out. Because there's no point in me coming in and trying to clean up a mess that has, like, it's called a bowl of mess. They're like domino effect, right? Go and take care of the things that are non-spiritual, so that then you can be in a better place, so that when I do come and take care of what you need, I can, because you've already taken care of. Like, if you're in the middle of a divorce, then complete the divorce kind of thing. I mean, I don't agree with divorce, obviously, because I'm Catholic, but it happens, and you know, and the scripture is quite clear. You know, adultery or abuse, or whatever. You know, if the marriage is not healthy, and the marriage is not healthy for you, and it's very abusive, you need to get out of that, right? But that's their decision. It's not something that I actually say you should do this and you should do that. You should get out and not get out, right? But I say to them, deal with your problem. Deal with that problem first, your temporal problem. You know, find out what it is you're going to do. Are you going to leave? Are you going to go and take off? You get divorced. You got to sell the house. You got to do this. You got to do that. Go deal with your issue first, and then you'll be in a better place for me to help you after that. Because if you're in the middle of this whole chaotic crap, and you know, do you know what I mean? Like, there's no point in me coming to take care of you if you have COVID and you're suffering off. You know, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Some people have called me and said, oh, I got COVID-19. You know, I think it's a spirit that gave it to me. I think it's an evil spirit that gave it to me. Well, I don't know that, right? I said, regardless, you need to go to the doctor. You need to get well. You need to improve. Once you've been COVID-ly clean, you're like, you don't have any more health issues, then we can talk about that. There's no point in me coming down to try to help you and do like healing of the sick, whatever, and you know, and stuff. When, you know, like, if you're thinking it's this, deal with the medical. A lot of exorcisms that I do, we do a pre-medical test. We go down and we do vital signs, we do pressures, because we're nurses as well. Like, a lot of people on the team are nurses. So we do vital signs and do things like that. We check your medication. So we want to make sure if you have a heart condition, that you can only, if the exorcism becomes really bad, that you can handle it. I may ask for consent to talk to your doctor and see about your medical condition, your medical. And, you know, serious, they usually give me consent. And I will call the doctor and say, I have a letter here. I'm Father Vital. I want to talk about so-and-so. You know, what's going on with medically? What's going on with your care? What's your plan of care for her? You know, what do you plan on doing? Diagnostic, medications, whatever it is. And then, you know, and then we sort of work together because you need to be able to take care of that. And if you don't take care of that, then there's nothing I can do to help you if you have ongoing unresolved issues. Whether it's socially, where you have if you have a problem child and you know, the child is going to the doctor for behavior issues or whatever, maybe they're on drugs. If you're dealing with that, it's kind of hard to go in and do a spiritual cleansing on a home, whatever, when they're in the midst of trying to, you know, help their child who's in the psych ward now having, psychotic, issues, right? You know, mm-hmm. and because of drugs or whatever. So deal with the issues, right? If you have a drug problem, you know, then you need to go get therapy. You need to get dried out. If you're an alcoholic, you know, and I can come and do a blessing for you. I can come bless you. I can do some of those things. But if you're not going to go and say, oh, you know, hey, I'm Joe Blow and, you know, I'm an alcoholic. I'm going to go to AAA, you know, to get myself dried up, go to rehab, whatever. And then we'll deal with the spiritual after. But chances are that spiritual probably won't need it. You've dealt with the problem. That's been the problem. So, you know, it's very hard to go in and try to fix something when, you know, I can't go in and there's no point in giving you like a clean pair of socks if you're filthy, dirty, and you can't take a shower first. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
There's no point in me going there and trying to fix your brakes when your engine doesn't work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this old boy be coming, you know, I mean, I can come in, hey, I'm gonna change your four tires. I'm gonna give you four-wheel brake job. No, no problem. But what good is it when your engine is burnt out? You need a new engine. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you have to go deal with something that then I can do. I can with that. So that's a lot of the things I've talked about. You need to go and take care of your issues. If you can't forgive, or you have problems going on, or, you know, there's other things. And I understand there's people who have, like, lack of jobs, and there's other stuff. And we can work through some of that stuff, especially if you can fix some things. But I'm expecting people to go to their doctors if there's medical issues. I have a panic. I think I'm possessed. You know, I get a lot of that. Oh, my back hurts. Or, you know, there's scratch marks on my back. Well, I can't, that's demonic or not. I don't know why you have a scratch mark. I don't know why you have a rash. I don't know why, like, unless you go and get physically get medically cleared to say, okay, there's actually nothing wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't find nothing wrong with you. Then I can work with that. But, you know, you have to make the attempt to at least go and get checked out. If you have a lot of unresolved mental issues, you know, for whatever reason, you need to go and get them resolved. And there's some legitimate medical, and it's not a stigma. You know, go and get looked after. If you have depression, if you have, you know, issues going on, you know, you've got maybe anxiety disorder. That's another big one. Schizophrenia, another big one. And there's so many different conditions that need to be addressed. And some people think, well, you know, you're saying, well, I'm seeing things. Well, when are you seeing things? All the time. Well, then you're not possessed. Possession usually occurs for schizophrenia. People who present as schizophrenia don't always, like, there's a transitional period where the demon comes out, and then you start seeing those schizophrenic sort of presentations. But if you come out of if you're in a trance and you come out of it and you're normal, then you're not schizophrenic.
Yeah.
You know, you're demonic. It's okay. But some people are schizophrenic and 20. I see things all the time.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean you're demonic. You could be, but the chances are you're not. Schizophrenic, you need to go see a professional who can actually give you medications and give you some psychotherapy and get you sort of, you know, well enough so that, you know, but I'll tell you, more cases than not, once they see a doctor, once they do the things they're supposed to do, go to church, I haven't baptized my kids. Well, you know, and I mean, like, you want to, you know, and the kids want to get them baptized, you know, like, do the things that need to be done that might be causing the problem. And I find more cases than not, once they do what they're supposed to do, they call back saying, it's all resolved. I don't need you anymore. Perfect. Yeah. You know, like, you know,
if you stop feeding, the stray cats, they're not going to keep coming to you. But if you keep putting food out, they're
right,
going to keep
right.
showing up. And it's you take the action for yourself. And if you can do that, then the things that are feeding off of that negativity tend to move on to something else, tend to move away. The mental component of it fixes itself. And if there's something else that's there that's feeding off of it, the food is gone, then that in fact does resolve itself.
Exactly. And that's what it is. A lot of people, they just, I don't know if it's because of Hollywood, I don't know if it's because of the media, you know, the social media, you know, it's bad, it's demonic. Not everything that's bad is evil, you know.
Sure.
I mean, it isn't. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, you know, I lost my job, or my car broke down, I don't know, I got robbed. You know, I mean, it's not always demonic. You know,
sure,
it's not the devil did it. Like, you know, like, it's like, you know, people, the old saying, you know, the devil made me do it. Well, no. You did it.
Yeah.
Not always, you know. So not everything that is bad and evil mm-hmm. is demonic in nature. It can just be like, you know, hey, you know, get a job. Well, call me up and say, well, I can't hold a job down. My car broke down, and this is happening, and that's happening to me, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, my wife won't talk to me anymore. I think I'm possessed. Like,
yeah.
Well, no, you know, I mean, you know, no, it's not. You know, get out there and look for a job, find a job. And there's a whole whack of social services, of course. And
yeah.
It isn't just always medical. It can be social services. Like, I can try to help you, say, you know, why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? Like, it's it's not always you're possessed. And I don't know where this has come from. I don't know if it's the media or it's the movies or whatever it is. You're not always possessed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now you might have an attachment. I will give it. It might be an evil attachment. because it always very subtle. Like, you know, if you're kind of down in the dumps and things are not going well for you, and maybe you have a very negative, sort of, you're in a negative environment, you know, whatever, things are not going so well, that might introduce something. I would call that an attachment. But you can get those off with prayers. You can get them off with, put some oil on you and like do go to church. Those are very simple ways. You just simply read some scripture and just doing some prayers. They will just go because they don't, that's fine. You kind of nip it in the butt. But, you know, but I mean, it doesn't require me to go down there and start like, you know, the power of Christ tells you, you know, full blow and get in there and, you know, tie the guy down and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't require that. But these people seem to think that that's what they need. And they don't, they just need to find out what it is they're missing, what they're not doing, or what they are doing they shouldn't be doing, or you know, whatever the case may be, and fix it. Get back to reading even like a little paragraph. I was like this lady. I got her to read like a little paragraph. It was like literally like 8 lines, you know, in a Bible every day. Go to church once a week. Get some holy oil. I sent her oil. I sent her everything. I gave a little blessed crosses to give to herself and her husband and her children, little medals, blessed medals. Oil to spread around. You can multiply it so that you know we get at the bottom. You can put the olive oil, the blessed oil, and put it in a larger oil, and that whole thing becomes. It's like, you know, multiplying the fish and the bread.
Yeah.
You can so once I give it to you, you've got it for life. You can multiply it till forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So there's no reason. Like, and the prayers are sent to you, and there's a small exorcism prayer you can use that a lay person can read, forgiveness prayers to unblock curses. All kinds of little rituals that I send to them, and if they do those things and go to church, they call back, hey, things are getting better. Wonderful, I don't need to go. You know, I don't need to drive 6 hours and whatever. And you know, you're doing it. I mean, people need to empower themselves. It's you have free will, and you know, and people forget it that you're a spiritual being, you know, a special being in God's eyes. Where like we've got free will, and we just don't use that. And so that's where my focus is on, is trying to get people to get back on and you know, because I think things are going to get worse in the world. That's just me. That COVID is going to get resolved too quickly. I think there'll be more things will come as the population grows. There might be other issues, the lack of jobs. I mean, I don't know, as technology increases, I think we're becoming a little less social than we should be. Because of the technology plus the fact that we're isolated, I think there's going to be a lot of changes in that regard. So I think you're going to start seeing an escalation of problems. But people just start, like, you know, getting back to God and getting back to sort of, and it doesn't have to be Catholic. Just like, you're a Baptist, be Baptist. Like, you know, and you don't have a denomination. Pick up a Bible, read, just say prayer. You know, like just a prayer to a higher being, a higher, something higher than ourselves, you know, and just, you know, better than ourselves, you know, and, but even if you don't believe, like you said, go help a lady with her groceries, go and, you know, help someone, you know, whatever, you know, you have a certain trade, go help someone who lost their job, they can't afford to fix their car, you're a mechanic, you know, like a good, you know, like give it forward, pass it forward. I always encourage people. So, you know, even those things will create a positive energy, you know, and that is just one thing closer to being better. And that's all I have to say. I don't have to be judgmental of what people, but people should start taking the time to think. And that's the ironic part, Tony, is people have time for this now.
Yeah.
You know?
We have more time than ever to be a good person.
And we don't do it.
Yeah. We have more time than ever on our hands to be good people. And yet that seems to be the thing we're struggling with the most. That wraps up part two of our conversation with Plato Angelakis about battling darkness. A big thank you to him for joining us on the show today and sharing his thoughts and views on this very real topic for us right now. And thank you for supporting the show and helping to keep us on the air. We couldn't do it without you. Until next time for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.